welcome to the Fastest
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Welcome. Good morning and welcome to the Pastor Series. I'm your host, Freddie Howard from Beatrice, Alabama, located at House of Reduction Gospel Block Talk Radio, located in Beatrice, Alabama, 231 6th Avenue. We want to thank Bishop John Biggs Sr. We'd like to welcome him to the Church Ministries of House of Reduction Gospel, the Pastor Series. Bishop Biggs, welcome to the broadcast, and you have the mic. Welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. I'd like to bring you a greeting from my Lord Savior Jesus Christ, New Birth Pentecostal Church, 396 East Claiborne Street, where yours truly is the pastor, and where everybody is welcome and everybody is somebody. We thank the man, Mr. Brother Howard, for this opportunity. We're going to go into a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We just want to say thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. If it had not been for you who was on our side, where would we be today? We thank you for just being God. And you look beyond all our faults. While we were yet sinners, you died for us. And you said everything that you made was good and very good. Amen. I want to tell you that God loved you. He cared about you. It doesn't matter what you have done, how great or small it may have been. The word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved you. Amen, amen. He loved you. He loved you. And the scripture goes on to say, he didn't send his son to condemn you, but he came that you might be saved through him. Amen. And he loved you. And when you find out someone loved you, then you can talk with them. You can tell them your deepest secret. Amen. You can communicate with them. Amen. They love you. And just want to bring you a word of encouragement that he loves you so much. He don't look at your weakness. He look at the strength that he has within you. And that's what we have to do as a people of God. We don't look, amen, at the weakness of that person or the wrong of that person, but we look at the power that has been invested in us to demonstrate love. And just simply want to say it is all about love. It's all about love. It's all about love. And the Bible tells us, amen, in the King James Version, amen, 4 and 19 and the 20th verse, we love him because he loved us first. Amen. And if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar, for he that love is not his brother whom he sees, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Yet the Bible said that he loved us because we love him because he first loved us. And how can we say that we love God and who our sisters and brothers that we do not speak to, some of our children, parents with the children, children with the parents, falling out with one another, and will not speak, but yet we love God, and God so good to us. But the word tells us that we must love, and love is unconditional love. Love is not what you do to me. Love is what God has done for me, and then I can demonstrate that to you. It clearly tells us, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He want to use us to demonstrate his love. He want to use us to, amen, bring our family together. And we must learn to demonstrate love. Number one, we need to demonstrate it in our home, amongst our wife and the husband and the wife and the children and the grandchildren. And then we'll spread abroad to our neighborhood and from our neighborhood to our community. Amen. From our community to the jobs we go work on and from the community to the church house where we go and build up our most holy faith that we may be able to go out and stand against the wiles of the devil. God loves us, and we got to demonstrate that love. Amen. If you look at, amen, what others do to you, then you are not going to be able to love. God didn't look at our weakness, and the scripture said that while we was yet sinners, he died for us. When we were without strength, amen, didn't have the power to do what's right, don't have the ability, the power to live right. But God didn't look at the wrongdoing that I would do, knowing that he's God, and I refused to live for him, amen, and decide not to die. But he looked at the power that he had to save me and to bring me out of my mess. And the word clearly tell us we love him because he first loved us. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. That's the scripture say. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. Oh, how can you say that I love a Cadillac. I love a Cadillac. Cadillac is my car. And every time you go to the car lot, you pick out a Ford. Something's not right about that. Amen. If you say you love God, you're going to love your brother and sister in spite of, because the love of God is in you. And if the love of God is in you, it will come out of you. And the scripture said, amen, John 15:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Oh, he demonstrated that he loved us. Amen, amen. And that he came and wrapped himself up in old sinful flesh and put himself, amen, in this world and demonstrated the love of God and lived free and separated from sin. And when the time came, he was willing to give his life up. He was willing to be talked about. He was willing to be spit on. He was willing to be ridiculed. He was willing to be lied on. Amen, amen. And after that, he was willing to bear his own cross and walk the streets of Calvary and go to, amen, Golgotha and sit on the hill, and he put nails print in his hand and pain and suffering. They pierced him in the side. And the Bible declares that he gave up the ghost and died. And the word said, amen, in 15:13, no greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command thee. Are you God friend today? Amen. Are you God friend? Are you willing to be his friend, amen, throughout your life on this earth, that you may be able to reign with him through eternity? Amen. It's all about love. It's not about, amen, how people reverence me. It's not how people put me up, but it's about the love that God has in me that I can lend a helping hand to my fellow man. Ephesians 2:4 said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, if it had not been for, amen, amen, goodness and mercy, amen, through my lifetime, the short span I have been here, amen, out in the world, amen, so-called trying to establish my own way, amen. But one day God came and he allowed me to see that I'm walking in darkness without him, and I need him, and I need him. I need him, amen, to be my light in a dark world. Amen. I need him when I lay down and sleep at night, that the angels of the Lord continue to encamp round about me. Amen. And he is a wonderful God. His love is so powerful. His love is so strong, and he has an everlasting love. And he tells us that if we happen to slip, we have an advocate with the Father, who is Jesus Christ, that we can go to him and say, Father, have mercy upon me, because I have sinned against thee, and thee only have I sinned, in the name of Jesus, and he will forgive you. Because the word said, 1 John 3:1, beloved, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, but amen. Do you ever realize how wonderful it is that God looked at your weakness and look at that you wasn't fit to live or die, and he loved you anyhow or anyway? He loved you just because he is love. Sometimes we have a loved one, and somehow another one or the other may mess up, and we can't live with them no more. Amen. But the word said, if you can't forgive your brother, the Father said, he cannot forgive you. And the question came, how many times shall I forgive my brother? As many times as necessary. As one come to you and said, forgive me. And they can be laughing, and their countenance show no sincerity at all. But if the word come out of their mouth, amen, you have to take what the word said. Amen, amen. And the Bible declare what love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And behold, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man has this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. Amen. We got to get ready to prepare ourselves and to separate ourselves from the ways of this world and line up with the God's word. And whosoever believe that Jesus is the Son of God and born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotten love him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Oh, that bring it home to me. That bring it home to everybody. And as I continue to walk in his commandment, as I continue to follow his instruction, it tells me that I love God. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments is not grievance. And whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believe that Jesus is the Son of God. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he came into this world, amen, to die for our sin and to pay the price for us, because the scripture said we bought with a price that no man can pay, then we will accept what he has done for us. Say, Lord, I have sinned against thee, and thee only have I sinned. Come in and clean me up. And when you clean me up, put the right spirit down in me. Create a new heart in me, that I may know the joy of thy salvation. God wants us to be his children. We were separated by Adam, but we were put back in place by Jesus Christ, him crucified. Amen, amen. We were put back in place. Amen, amen. He let us know that we need to love one another. We need to love one another. God is love, and everyone that is born of God, love and know God. If you know God, you love in spite of. Love. Amen, amen. He that loveth and knoweth, he that don't love don't know God. But he that loveth is know God and is of God. Amen, amen. He manifested his Son upon us to show us that he was love. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Because the Bible said, for the wages of sin is death. Herein his love, amen, we love God because God loved us. Saints and friends, amen, you that... amen, feel like no one don't love you. God has demonstrated that love. And he said, the love is God so love us. We ought to also love one another. No man has seen God any time. And if we love one another, God dwell in us. And his love is perfect in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit, and his spirit will keep us alive. May God bless you. May God keep you. May he forevermore be with you. And the word says, if any man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment, amen. And this commandment have we from him. This is the commandment that God give us, that we should love God. And if we love God, we shall also love the brethren. May God bless you. May God keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for this opportunity, Brother Howell. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Again, welcome to the broadcast, Bishop John Big Sr. Of New Birth Pentecostal Church there incorporated in Monroe, Alabama. They're located at 396 East Claiborne Street there in Monroe, Alabama. They have a website that if you would like to go on the internet and just type in New Birth Pentecostal Church, That can be reached at area code 251-575-9617. We thank you, Bishop, for joining the Pastor Series, and you are free to use this as any way that you wish to, so far as your flock is concerned. Again, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Brother Howard. God bless you.
All right.
Yeah. because I got something on the inside. And you know what it does? It works on the outside. And oh, what a change in my life. Hey. want to tell somebody it's all right now. It's all right. It's all right. All right now. All right. All right. All right. It's all right now.
All right.
It's all right. Started on my journey, I was a lost and lonely soul, didn't know who I was, where I wanted to go. I felt an emptiness inside of me, I could never seem to feel. There was a longing in my heart that the world just couldn't heal. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. Because I don't look for external solutions to internal problems. It's all right now. Come on and clap those hands and praise Him. feel like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame, for the power of the Lord is still the same. So you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Come on, reach over and tell somebody, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame, for the power of the Lord is still the same. Come on, tell somebody again. So you won't leave here like you can. Come on, point at yourself. I won't leave here like I can. Come on and embrace somebody and tell them, we in the Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and give it some praise. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, somebody just lift your hands and tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus. If you're really thankful, tell him, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, He's been real good to
real, real
me. Thank you. Can you remember the day when the Lord set you free? Set you free from sin. Set you free from evil. And what joy accompanied that freedom. So let's just sing it. Oh, the joy that came to me. Oh, when I knew that I was free. When my Savior found me, put his arms around me. Oh, the joy that came to me. Oh, what joy that came to me. Oh, when I knew that I was free. When my Savior found me, put his arms. Now are enjoying the greatest blessings of our life. But there are some people who things may not be going so well with. So turn to somebody and just say to them, pray for me while time is going well with you. Pray for me that the Lord will carry me through. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's sing it. It simply goes, pray for me while time's going well with you. Pray for me that the Lord will carry me through. Pray for me that the will of the Lord be done.
Alone.
on the mountain where the sun shines so bright. God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, my God leads his dear children alone. Come through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire.